You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. California poppies and wild lupin are blooming in the valley now. There's quite a blanket of snow, as you might know, still across the Sierra and into Nevada. But it will be wildflower season soon everywhere. In the meantime, California's flower industry has been feeling the impact of the pandemic. So today, for an uplift, how about a bunch of fresh flowers? Alan Nishida is on the phone. He's the owner of Flora Fresh, which is a wholesale floral business in Sacramento. Hi, Alan.
Good morning. Hello there.
So how was the Easter holiday and the Passover season? This is one of those that should be spiking flower sales. What's the picture, though?
That's true. Well, two things. One, with this pandemic going on, a lot of orders with churches when it comes to potted Easter lilies, and a lot of retailers, things were canceled or postponed. So that took a big bite out of normal Easter sales. But a lot of the retailers, mainly speaking of florist, customer of ours, the front door may be locked, but in the back, they're fulfilling online orders and making home deliveries and such. So there was actually a little spike with those retailers, which they were surprised, and we were a little surprised. So, you know, it wasn't total doom and gloom. It was actually good for the ones that are still operating.
I'm also reading and hearing about flowers that instead of going to waste, if they were already cut, they're being donated. And gifts of flowers are kind of that a surprise thank you right now to people helping other people.
Yep, and Flora Fresh did that exact thing probably the week of March 23rd. So many wedding order customers have weddings or events or high schools and churches. They all got postponed or canceled. So we just had a tremendous amount of product coming in. We couldn't stop it from coming in on transportation logistics. Some's coming out of the U.S. and some is coming out of the country. And so on March 23rd, Monday, Flora Fresh decided, and at that point, we're almost thinking maybe we'll temporarily cease to operate. So we put out an email blast and flyers to all of our retail customers that come to Flora Fresh, get some flowers and pass it out to your customers and communities, and let's spread some beauty. And another 200 boxes showed up Sunday from out of the country product, which some of it was sold and some would have went into general inventory. And a major local chain here that we also deal with sent it out to Northern California and Western Nevada stores. So we spread some beauty throughout Northern Cal and Western Nevada.
And, you know, this segment, Alan, The Uplift, is about inspiring or making people smile. And I know that the fresh cut flower industry, like so many, is really on the line right now. But let's talk about that, how the language of flowers is universal. And right now is really an important time to pick up a bouquet or a bunch of flowers for someone in a way to say thank you or I'm thinking about you.
Exactly. You know, the industry we're in, the floral industry, our commodity, though it can be stressful dealing with perishables, it's an emotional thing. It makes people feel good. It brings a smile, brings joy and beauty. So that's all a good thing right now dealing with this COVID-19 pandemic.
I grew up loving violets in different parts of the country, and it's the time that they're blooming in the woods right now. Do you have a favorite flower?
My favorite flower is Ixia. Back in the day, no longer, but this one company called Año Nuevo, close to the state park on south of the Bay Area on Highway 1, under the trees, eucalyptus trees, they would have cut fresh purple violets, and you would bag them, so I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. They were really a specialty thing, but they're very delicate and beautiful.
So did you end up with a lot of Easter lilies?
Well, fortunately, our supplier, his crop wasn't as productive. The yield wasn't there as much. So we probably had a sizable amount pre-booked, and when it came down to everyone canceling, we probably had about 10% of the original order, and the nursery was able to accommodate this, so that was kind of a blessing. So we did sell a few for people who did want it, whether it was a few churches or retail floors.
I think flower delivery is sort of like a tooth fairy job or a fairy godmother job. You know, it's one of those where people just must always smile, and the delivery people must be greeted by appreciation and smiles. So one more time, Alan, I'll just ask you to make the pitch for people remembering that fresh-cut flowers are out there, and it's another business that is really in a challenging time right now.
Yes, fresh flowers are very appropriate this time with what's going on in the country and the world. And they just bring a lot of, like I said before, a lot of beauty and emotion and joy. And people should purchase it because you take it home. It's a good thing to look at, as well as potted plants. Potted plants are a great thing, too. They cleanse the air. And anyway, the floral industry is going through a tough time domestically, internationally, but, you know, we just got to stay positive and move forward.
Well, I'm glad your doors are still open, and I hear the dings and the voices in the background, so good luck with this Easter Monday day of business, Alan.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad to have you with us on Insight. That is Alan Nishida. He's the owner of the wholesale flower company Flora Fresh, based in Sacramento. But you can find fresh-cut flowers at most of the grocery stores that are still open right now. So that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We are all back at noon today with live special coverage of the latest update on the COVID-19 situation in California. That's from Governor Gavin Newsom. If you missed our conversation with the Lieutenant Governor at the top of the hour, give us a little bit of time, and Insight will be posted online at capradio.org/insight. Thanks for joining us.